Our next guest says it's time to put an end to what she calls the academic rat race. She put her finger on the problem that she sees in the documentary film Race to Nowhere. The film called out an education culture that she says created high-stakes childhood and focused on problems with homework, over-testing, and college admissions.
Now she's got a new book out and a documentary focusing on solutions, highlighting schools and administrators trying to create new models of education. Here's a listen.
Education has become all about filling in a bubble rather than unlocking human potential.
I'm just not learning. I'm just memorizing, and it's really scary.
We need to think completely differently about the fundamental basis of education, why we're doing it, and what it should look like.
Vicki Abeles joins us now. Vicki, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much. And I really appreciate you having us.
Your new book and film called Beyond Measure, and this time you're looking at solutions. But I want to back up a little and talk about how you got going on all of this to begin with. And it began with your own three kids and the system that they were going through of education. What was your family life like?
Right. So when my daughters were in middle school and my son was in fourth grade, I started to see the toll that our pressure cooker culture was taking on my kids and on my family. My daughters were then in sixth and seventh grade, staying up until 10 or 11 at night doing homework, waking up in the middle of the night anxious about a test the next day. And at the same time, I didn't feel they loved learning anymore. I really saw that their spark for going to school had changed when middle school started. So I started to speak with parents in my community, with educators in my community, and ultimately with stakeholders across the country. And what I discovered was an epidemic of unhealthy kids who had become disengaged and were showing up unprepared later on in college and the workplace. And so I set out to create a film that shared that story and called on all of us to redefine success in our schools and our communities. And that film, as you just said, is Race to Nowhere. It's been seen in more than 40 countries to millions of people and has become kind of an enduring touchstone for educators, parents, and students who are interested in creating something better. And Beyond Measure is the next step in our work, featuring solutions driven by individuals and communities who believe in their collective power to change the system, not just the symptoms.
Well, let's start with one of the areas that you're looking at and changes, homework. And there has been pushback from some parents nationally about the amount of homework the kids can get. First off, what do we know about how effective homework is for learning?
Well, I think that the research is pretty clear that in elementary school there's no benefit to homework, and even in middle and high school there's a point of diminishing returns when there's too much. And I think that's what we're seeing across the country, is that our kids are coming home to a second or third shift of homework after spending 7 hours in school. And so it's not leading to good learning outcomes, and it's also impacting their health. We've got an epidemic of sleep-deprived kids where 80% of children and teenagers are getting less than the sleep that they're recommended, by about 2 hours a night. And I think that sleep deprivation is leading to kids who are showing up in school less prepared to learn, and also contributing to the epidemic that we're seeing in terms of anxiety, stress, and depression.
One of the arguments.
The good news is there are lots of individuals who are working to change this. And so our book features stories of schools across the country that are taking a different approach. For example, a principal in Gaithersburg, Maryland, who decided that she was going to take traditional homework off the table for her elementary school students and instead create a culture of readers. A principal in Oakland, California, at Hillcrest School, took a similar approach. You've got teachers who are experimenting with reducing homework and allowing time during class and during the school day for individuals to be supported in their learning, to have the opportunity to practice.
We're talking with Vicki Abeles right now. She's a filmmaker, author, and advocate for changing the American education system. Her latest book and documentary are called Beyond Measure, Rescuing an Overscheduled, Overtested, and Underestimated Generation. And Vicki, just to stick with homework for a little longer, one of the arguments that you hear for homework is that when you get to high school, you do need to put in more time doing it, so you can't really start cold, and that practicing in elementary school And in junior high, it's part of the practice that's necessary for success in high school for the homework that helps there. What do you think about that argument?
I think that's a myth. I go back to something David Elkind, who, in my view, is kind of the grandfather of this movement, said that, you know, and that kind of is the assumption that in order to prepare for a bad experience, and let's just say maybe high school homework is a bad experience for many students, particularly when we're talking about 3 to 5 hours a night, is the best way to prepare for that is to have lots of good experiences leading up to that. We've filmed and had conversations at schools throughout the country, high schools that see students who are showing up who have been burdened by homework in middle school, who are showing up less prepared, less enthusiastic about their learning than students who attended schools where there was no homework in middle school. So I think that's largely a myth, that in order to prepare for the workload, you have to do more of it at younger and younger ages. You know, one of the things that I think is particularly ironic is that our kids get to college where they may end up in class 10 to 15 hours a week versus high school that is typically 35 hours a week for a student. And the homework load is about the same. The outside of class load is about the same in college, but they have many more hours to get that work done because they're not, in effect, putting in a full week just attending class.
Well, let's look now at standardized testing. And again, a national pushback about standardized testing in public schools. We've seen the birth of the opt-out movement, parents who say their kids can be excused from some of these standardized tests. What sort of effect do you think standardized testing is having on kids and their education right now?
Yeah, so I think that the constant testing of the last few decades has really changed the character of education, and it's another contributor to our kids' epidemic of anxiety and depression. And I think it's a mistake to focus on data and equate test scores with quality, with learning, or with preparation.
And you want schools that are recreating what education looks like in America, and I'm gathering that would include less standardized testing. What would they look like, though? What are some of the schools who are really the shining stars in a new movement, as you see it? What are they doing right?
Right. So we feature many of those schools in our new film. These innovative schools and models are about putting the emphasis on the learning and the student experience. Oftentimes these models look like students who are learning by doing rather than memorizing for a test. They're about growth. They're about experimentation, about creativity, about cultures that encourage and foster collaboration. And I think the research is really clear that learning through these methods as opposed to the memorization of formulas and concepts better prepares kids for long-term success.
You have a quote in your film from education expert Ken Robinson, and he makes the point, he believes that change in education has to come from the ground up, not from the top down. Is that what you're seeing as you made this film? Are you seeing individual schools taking this on instead of something that's being initiated at a national level?
Well, I think that many of us have assumed that change in education needs to come from the top down, and both our film and our book, and certainly Sir Ken Robinson, challenged that assumption. And so we are seeing a revolution brewing in schools across the country. And the change is being driven by educators, it's being driven by parents, it's being driven by students. And so I think that, you know, layers of change are needed to create a system that better prepares kids for their future while also nurturing their individual talents right now during childhood. And that change, as I said, can happen at many different levels, and many different stakeholders can drive that change. And I think it starts by bringing people together to create a shared vision for what it is they desire for the kids in their community.
And Vicki, we're almost out of time here, but just very briefly, you know, the public education system in America is massive. How hopeful are you for the kind of change that you'd like to see?
I'm really hopeful. I think that we're at a unique time with the presidential election coming up. There's a movement, as you just pointed out, of a lot of parents opting kids out of tests. I think that we're in a really good place for innovation, and my hope is that this book, with the stories of changemakers in our schools and the film, which paints a picture of what's possible in our schools when we put students and their learning at the center of our decision-making, I'm very hopeful.
Vicki, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Vicki Abele. She's a filmmaker, author, and advocate for overhauling the American education system. Her latest book and its accompanying documentary are called Beyond Measure.